Mark Vandermeer filling in for DP Sidhu, who's right next to me because she's filling in for Drew Doherty, who's out for five things to watch. Are you ready to take over for Drew?
I am. I'm Drew and you're me.
That's
who's
right. I'll be back later, okay? But let's start with number one, tight ends.
Tight end situation is going to be a little tight this week, and we just found out Garrett Graham is going to be a game-time decision with a hamstring. He's actually been at practice all week. He's been in the huddles. But as far as him being able to play, we are going to have to find out Sunday.
All right, what about special teams here with Bob Ligaszewski taking over as special teams coordinator?
Lig took over this week. He's been very vocal. Wade Phillips really likes how detailed Lig is on the field. He's got a big voice, and we should see some big plays on special teams, according to Wade. That's what he wants to see. He wants to see a forced fumble. He wants to see those plays that we have not been seeing in the past.
Wade Phillips is the interim coach. He's also the defensive coordinator, but Vance Joseph has a role, huh?
Players are really excited to see the DB coach taking over as a play caller. He seems to really be in with the players as a former player himself. He says that it's not going to be too different from a Wade Phillips game being called because the game plan is pretty much set throughout the week. He's just going to go out there and implement it.
Case Keenum went nuts last time against the Colts. Three touchdown passes in the first half. What happens this time?
This time, they've really been working on the hurry-up offense. In fact, they repeated it the other day. They worked on red zone and two-minute drill. So that's something that Case has really been working on going into the Colts at Lucas Oil on Sunday.
All right, what about the X factor here, DP? Because it is Wade Phillips as the interim coach. He's changed things around. What do you think?
You know, when you're on an 11-game losing streak, it's going to have to be a mental thing that changes things around because the more you lose, the more you kind of get into that mindset. And what Wade wants to bring is fun to the team. And it sounds so lofty, like how do you make players have fun? But we found out from Antonio Smith that Wade has encouraged players to mingle on the sidelines during practice. When special teams is out there, you see offensive players, defensive players getting to know each other. Why does this help? Wade says that when you come together as a team, you're going to play together as a team, and that's what it's going to take to get a win on Sunday.
All right, good stuff. Five things to watch, HoustonTexans.com.